For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, into Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I hope everybody is enjoying the glorious summer so far. Enjoy it before it gets too hot, ladies and gentlemen. You know the heat's coming. You know the humidity's coming. And you know a great show, hopefully a great show, is coming over the next hour. The Loaded Show. Apparently, I can't call it the fastest hour in radio anymore because apparently I stole that from Vershawn Jackson, the fastest 2 hours in radio, which is 10 to noon every day here on 93.7 The Ticket. The Captain with Vershawn, T. Farley, my man Jake. Now, he said we could call it the fastest 3 hours in radio, his being the fastest 2 hours in radio, mine being the fastest hour in radio each and every day here on 93.7 The Ticket from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time every Friday, every Monday and Friday. I am live, okay? Right here, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, Tuesday, Thursday. Now, it was the Chronicles for a long time. I'm taking a break. The Chronicles will return August 1st. I'm working on a bunch of interviews just like I did last August, okay? But in the meantime, DP, Derek Pearson, the face that runs the place, has been so kind enough to join me these past couple Tuesdays and the Tuesdays going forward, and we're going to talk some wrestling. Not wrestling. Wrestling, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We've debated, should The Rock have taken on Roman Reigns at WrestleMania? Should it have been Cody Rhodes? It was Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes won. We've had fun debating that. I want to revisit our debate about the top five greatest talkers in pro wrestling history. We talked about that briefly for a couple of weeks ago. We're going to revisit that tomorrow. And then, of course, every Thursday is the Big Ten Show right here on the 93.7, the A Ticket, every Wednesday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Former All-American Nebraska all-time great, one of the all-time greats here at the University of Nebraska, quarterback Steve Taylor drops a whole lot of knowledge. All right, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, ladies and gentlemen. The fastest 1 hour in radio, I'm allowed to say that. The Loaded Show, because it is always loaded. My notes, here they are. Here we go again. Just always loaded, and I got a whole stack of papers over here. Admittedly, these are blank. But I'll fill them in a little bit in between the segments while I am preparing for the next segment on the show. Now, real quick, got a whole bunch of recruiting news, a whole bunch of offers gone out recently from Nebraska, their football staff, camps going on last weekend, this weekend, Friday Night Lights camp, Matt Rhule camps. The month of June is loaded with football camps, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, briefly talk about just some of the positions and things of that nature that have been offered. And then we're going to talk about some, and there's been some recent commitments. I'm going to highlight a few of those. Okay. At least those who stick out to me at the moment. All right. So we got some exciting Nebraska football commitments over the past week or two. Running back, another in-state player, linebacker out of Omaha. Okay. A player from Germany. I had a player from Germany coming to my recruiting class, Isaiah Fluellen. Okay. I still don't know, to this day, if he was behind me talking, if I'd recognize his voice. One of the quietest people I've ever met in my life. There's a kid, actually, that I coached. Nobody's going to know who he is, but Levi McDowell, great kid. Coached him for 5 years, okay? Fourth all the way through eighth grade in football, and third all the way through eighth grade in basketball. And he was so quiet. To this day, I don't know what his voice sounds like if he were to stand behind me talking. Okay, the easiest kid under God's hot sun on planet Earth in the Milky Way galaxy in the history of history to coach. Never spoke, just listened, just did what you said. Okay, but Isaiah was incredibly quiet, but we got an offensive tackle, okay, out of Germany that's committed. But, oh, also, final thoughts on Nebraska tight end room. Talked a ton about Thomas Fedoni last week, okay, and a couple of other tight ends in that room. I want to put some final thoughts on there. Somebody insulted my waffles, so I had to verbally lash them. That became the priority at the end of the show, but I want to get back to the tight end topic, some final thoughts, at least at this moment in time, put a button on the tight end room, at least for now. Okay, during this hour as well. And then Jeremiah Searles, okay, former Nebraska offensive tackle, is going to join me at 12:45 today. All right, before we dive into these topics, before we light this candle, make sure you check out bonzelpool.com. They have swimming. If you are looking for these things, swimming pools, hot tubs, saunas, they've got them. You should get them. If you have them already, they can come take care of your swimming pools, hot tubs, and saunas. Check them out at bonzelpool.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned, it's camp season. All right, June is camp season if you're a college football coach. All right, busy camp season, okay, over the past week or so. Visitors, okay, lots of players coming in, visiting, doing these camps. Getting to know the coaches. Coaches getting to see them up close in person. All right. The Huskers have offered, I mean, my goodness, quarterbacks, running backs, DBs, tight ends. Okay. A four-star offensive lineman, Bryce Gilmore, and Malcolm Simpson, a defensive lineman as well. Okay. Huskers have offered a 2027, 2028 quarterback this past weekend. Okay. They've had at least 15 known offers. Okay. That we know of. That's what known offers means, Adam. Thank you. All right. Nebraska's coaching staff has also, in the past few weeks, hit Texas and California recruiting incredibly hard. All right. Now, last Friday's Friday Night Lights camp, they had 350-plus prospects. Okay. I should mention, Ethan Nation, if you haven't heard, talented defensive back and a handful of walk-ons are no longer on Nebraska's football roster. Nothing but love. Best of respect to them. You know, at some point, some people are going to leave, some people are going to come in. But just a brief update there. All right, the addition of offensive tackle David Hofken out of Germany. This is a kid, now, depending on where you look, there's different listings for heights and weights and all that good stuff. Okay, right now, for example, if you look, all right, at our incoming tight end for this year, Carter Nelson, you look at certain spots, he's 6'4", 216, which I thought was an oddly even weight to put down. You look at other spots, he's 6'5", 225. I tend to go with how he's listed on the Huskers site, which is 6'5", 225. Okay, but you do always got to take those things with a grain of salt. I've shared stories in the past of being behind players who step on a scale. The scale said 207. This particular player turned around and told the strength staff, who was not watching the scale apparently, 220, and they wrote it down. So you never know, all right? You always got to take these things with a grain of salt. But the addition of offensive tackle David Hofken out of Germany listed, at least in a couple spots that I found, 6'7", 260 pounds. All right.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Here's what I've seen initially so far. Okay. In the future, turn on that film, learn a little bit more and more and more the more we watch. Okay. Athletic. Got a great frame. Okay. Huge wingspan. I thought someone somewhere put 9'4" broad jump. I did not have a chance to verify that. If that is indeed the case, that is incredibly impressive for a little bit on the lighter side, but he's a high school kid. Okay. Offensive tackle. Now, I haven't had a chance to confirm that. If that is indeed correct, that's pretty impressive. That's some explosiveness right there. Again, great upside, great frame. I'll never forget when I was coming out of high school, people kept talking about my frame. I didn't know what the heck that meant. Like, my first thought was, are we talking about pictures? What are you talking about? Like, the frame around a picture. Finally, I put it together. They meant my body type and the ability to put on weight, okay, and I don't know how else to put it, not become puffy. Okay. I'm tall, 6'6". I have the ability to put on weight yet, you know, look, I don't want to say thin. Okay. But the ability to put on weight, maintain speed, maybe even get faster, improve my change of direction, COD, explosiveness, speed, et cetera, while also putting on weight. This kid has a great frame. This is the prototypical Matt Rhule player that he likes to recruit. If you're a wide receiver DB, if you're fast, you're immediately going to be on Rhule's radar. Like, other schools might overlook you, but he looks for speed. For linemen, he looks for size and height and great frames and the ability to get them in the weight room and add on that muscle mass and get that development going. Okay. Other schools look for big kids. That is not unique to Matt Rhule, but they look for big kids who have a lot of stars next to them, which is fine. Matt Rhule likes stars too, I'm sure, but he prioritizes certain things. And so I think he tries to see what you can become rather than what you are. And I think that's something he takes great pride as one of his strengths in recruiting. It's easy to see what a kid is, and it's easy to see what he's rated now and project that out. But if you can see what a kid is, okay, and I don't want to say under the radar, but sometimes under the radar, but you can see what he can be if he's developed properly, then that gives you an advantage over people who can just kind of see what they are now and make the basic projections that everyone else can make. And I think that's something that Matt Rhule takes pride on. I think Corey Campbell, like, if I'm Corey Campbell, Nebraska's strength coach, I got to be like just so excited to be able to work with a kid like this, okay, coming to Lincoln. Huge frame, athleticism. Let's get some proper muscle, some lean muscle mass on this kid. Let's develop this guy. And the sky is the limit for someone like this. Got to be developed, though. Not going to walk in day one and just start pancaking everybody on the defensive line. Not that he's not a decent player right now. Not saying that. What I'm saying is the potential in the weight room and development and over time on the practice field. Hey, this kid's going to be a fun one to watch, potentially. And I am. I'm intrigued that he's from Germany because I came in with Isaiah Fluellen, who still is one of the quietest people ever, incredibly fast, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Okay, and randomly, I actually got in touch with his cousin actually got in touch with me like 3-4 years ago and actually came up with like an AC90 logo for me. We used it a little bit, had a couple of t-shirts for it, but he did a phenomenal job on this logo. It was kind of him hitting me up about it. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. Okay, maybe I'll have to revisit that. We get back to Lincoln and maybe get some of those things rolling. Okay, now, another commitment, 4-star running back, Jamarian Parker, 6', 185 pounds out of St. Louis, Missouri. And you know, I've got 6 kids. I've only got one that was born in St. Louis. And actually, Jacob is the kid born there. St. Charles, which is where we actually lived. And I drive about 25 minutes every day into the outskirts of St. Louis, not downtown.
The games are played in downtown St. Louis, and don't go two blocks the wrong way in downtown St. Louis. You might not make the two blocks back. Okay. I remember one night, and they had told us rookies, like, don't go in the wrong part of St. Louis. And I took a wrong turn and I looked around and said, I'm in the wrong part of St. Louis. And this is a nice vehicle I'm in. Like this thing's got a target on it. And so I was trying to get out as quick as I could. Now, as far as this Jamarion Parker, okay, this is an exciting running back. Yes, he's a four-star. Yes, there's things to be excited about. When you watch him on film, I see more than, I don't want to say one-trick pony, but like you see a big back, all right, powerful back, maybe not the best catching the ball in the backfield. You see a lighter back, all right, this guy's got speed, maybe he can catch the ball in the backfield, but he's not going to be great in short yardage situations. Maybe he doesn't pick up blitzes the best. Jamarion Parker, from what I see early on, just very early on, by the way, has the potential to be a guy who can potentially play all three downs. He has the potential to potentially be a guy to potentially play all three downs. Apparently I like the word potential. All right. He rushed for 1,644 yards in high school, 22 touchdowns, 147 carries, averaged 11.2 yards per rush. That's impressive. Also caught 16 passes for 267 yards and 4 TDs. Again, can he potentially develop into a three-down back at the Big Ten level? It's there. I'm curious to see how this develops. But the other part of that gets overlooked a lot is blitz pickup. If you're going to be in on third downs, it ain't all just about catching the ball. When they ask you to pick up a blitzer, will you step up and will you put your nose, okay, in that linebacker's chest? And are you willing to protect your quarterback? Is that not every running back's willing to do that? I'll be honest. I have not watched any blitz pickup on Parker yet. I'm just curious to see because I see tools to do the other things that involve being a three-down back. I'm curious to see if I get a chance to turn on the film what he does in blitz pickup. All right. He's also got offers from Alabama. He had offers from Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona State, Missouri, TCU, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Now, when they chatted with him after his commitment, he said, and I quote, Nebraska made me feel wanted. Okay. The communication was heavy with the coaches since they offered me, and they were very consistent. My biggest thing was always to go where I was wanted. And before the official, they made me feel wanted. And then they checked all the boxes. All right. Let's see. Next commitment on the board here is Nebraska's fifth in-state commit already in this young class. Okay. Pierce Mooberry out of Millard North from Omaha, 6'4", 196-pound linebacker, offers from Minnesota, Kansas, Iowa State, Kansas, etc. Okay. Now, this is a kid who, when you hear what he had to say, and I quote, playing for Nebraska has always been the dream. I mean, Caden and me have talked about it since we were little kids, playing on the same team. It's who I am as a person, and deep down, I've always wanted to be a Husker. All right, Coach Dvoracek, him and Tony White did most of the recruiting, is great, and I am super confident in him. Coach White will be putting me in the best possible position to succeed, end quote. Now, keep your eyes out. There's more Friday Night Lights camps coming. There's more overall camp, Matt Rhule camps coming. There's going to be more offers going out. I assume more commitments coming in. It's that time of the year, June, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, I want to put my final thoughts on Nebraska's tight end room. Also, everybody's favorite Iowa Hawkeye, Caitlin Clark, was she snubbed? Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.